Talk a little baseball with Bam Bam Euelmans. All right, the team has not had the greatest year offensively, and you know, you and I have talked for many years about this, the ups and downs of a baseball season.
Right, so, you know, every year is different. You know, a couple of years ago we led the league in hitting, and it seemed, but we didn't make the playoffs. You know, and we rather have a year where you make the playoffs when you don't do so well, and which we did last year. You know, but they're picking it up. You know, the last 10 days we've hit 284 as a team. You know, that's third best in the National League. We've scored 56 runs, which is 5.6 runs a game, which is fifth best in the league. So those are the areas that we were lacking, and they're picking it up. We have, I believe, 7 or 8 guys hitting over 300 this month. You know, Nunez has picked up greatly. Buster's been solid all year. You see guys like Slater, you know, giving us a hand the last couple of days. Panic was starting to come back. You know, all these guys are hitting well over 300 this month in the last 10 days. So, good sign. And hopefully we can maintain and sustain this kind of production to get back first to 500 and maybe give a push to the run late in the year.
Well, that's what you got to do it. Bam Bam with us. Crawford and Pence. And I know Bochy the other day talked about guys maybe not getting the big hit and then not doing what they had done in the past. I think those two sort of jump out of you. What's up with Pence and Crawford?
Well, Pence was hurt. You know, that was just his 7 game back on Sunday, and he had his best game of the year. You know, we all did. You know, we had 18 hits, 13 runs. That was our best offensive output of the year, and hopefully that will get us going and keep us going. And, you know, Crawford was, we looked at some film after the game the other day. Obviously, he didn't play Sunday. You know, he was kind of a little late on fastball because he was kind of leaning over a little bit and turning his shoulder in. So we straightened that out with some extra work and had him practice today. He's kind of back on track. He was hitting the ball hard and some home runs to the pool side. So, you know, the one thing that Crawford has done well the last couple of years, driving runs. You know, he's our best run producer the last couple of years. And he's been struggling in that department this year. And the reason behind that is that, you know, he hasn't been mechanically right, and hopefully we fixed that the last couple of days that he can get going tonight.
We're joined by Bam Bam Euelmans, who let you go. I know you've got a lot of work to do, but how do you keep your level-headedness and your sanity and, you know, the ups and downs of a season? And, of course, people say, boy, what happened to the hitting? And they say, what about the hitting coach? Why doesn't he fix this? How do you keep your sanity?
Well, I wish there was a magic button you can press and you fix everybody at the same time, but there is always somebody that's not feeling great and not seeing the ball great, and that's the two things that goes with hitting. You got to be able to see the ball, and you have to have feel for it. And if those things are out of whack, you know, you're gonna have struggles. And but you know, my job is, you know, I can take the heat. I've been here long enough to know that when there is struggle, that I'm gonna get some heat. And that's fine. That's part of territory. You know, hitting is the hardest thing to do still in all of sports across the world. And you know, when we have multiple guys struggling, you know, you have to come up with solutions and keep grinding, and that's my job. You know, I don't feel the pressure because I don't play, I don't take at bats. You know, I just have to stand there, and if there is anything, I suffer with the player when the player is struggling because they suffer. You know, they don't want to not produce. So that's what people need to understand. All these guys care about you know, their production, and I suffer with them when they're not. And so, you know, but you know, the daily work is constant, and you know, if anything, we backed off a little bit the last couple of days, and you saw that work on Sunday.
You're like a parent.
Well, and a psychologist at times. You know, I feel like a lot of the guys want to talk more when the times are tough, and I'm always there for them. sometimes on days off like yesterday, or sometimes after the game they're going driving them, texting and calling, and so it's ongoing, and you know, that's what people need to understand. These guys care about the way they play, and that's why, you know, they have a lot of conversation, a lot of dialogue, and how to figure it out and how not to continue to struggle, and you know, but hopefully you know, like I already illustrated, the last 10 days have been a lot better than the previous 2 months, and hopefully we can keep that going to, you know, help the pitching, and they have to do their part too in order to win more games here coming up.
Well, I appreciate your words. Very nice. Hey, did you see the first round draft pick? Have you seen any film of him?
I saw a film on the website yesterday, and it looked like a powerful swing. That's what we were needing, and you know, he's looked like he's going to be a corner outfielder. But he looked good. You know, he's still very young. I don't think he's 18 yet. So you know, he's got to get in the system and start getting some reps, and you know, make sure that his development is on track so that he can get here and be a good player here.
All right, always a pleasure. I mean that. You know, it's always a pleasure to hear your words. It made me feel better.
Right. You know, so you know, with every struggle, you can see pick a negative. With every swing, with every player, you can pick a negative. But you know, my MO has been staying positive and looking at the bright side of every, you know, little struggle that's going on, and to keep the guys going, because we have a lot of games left. You can't throw in the towel and not continue to work or quit on them. You know, that's the worst thing to do at this point. At this point is when they need a hug more, and they need a pat on the back. They need the dialogue, the conversation, to make sure they know that, you know, they're some of the best hitters in the game. You know, they just have to relax and, you know, get that feel back and see in the ball, and make sure they swing in a good pitch so they can, you know, continue to be productive.
All right, Bam. Thanks so much, as always. I mean it.
You got it.
Very good. Bam Bam. More coming up on the Sports Leader.